And we're walking on sunshine around here in the Northwest, at least for today. Visibility is high, the air is clear, and the clouds seem to be passing through pretty quickly. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass, who's also a Super Bowl consultant this week. Or at least he's being asked for his opinion a lot lately about how the Seahawks will perform in the weather of New Jersey next weekend. We've got a lot to cover. First, Cliff, that forecast that is making me happy. How about you?
Well, there's a lot of sun around today, and that's due to this high pressure that is built in over us again. Now, there's a little bit of low clouds in the South Sound. That's going to burn out. So Western Washington, the mountains are going to be in the clear today. And temperatures in the lowlands are going to get up into the lower 50s in some places. If you go on the coast, a number of locations will get even up to upper 50s, lower 60s. So it's a really interesting situation with this ridge. Unfortunately, Eastern Washington is still enshrouded in clouds, and that's unfortunately very frequent in the winter, especially when there's high pressure overhead. Now, the rest of the weekend does not look like it's going to change very much, except the low clouds will probably increase a bit in the lowlands. The high pressure is going to shift slightly. And so although there'll be no precipitation over the weekend at all, I think there's a much better chance of having more low clouds in the morning. And that's going to be due to the fact there'll be less offshore easterly flow over Western Washington. So expect clouds in the morning, breaking out in the afternoon, and temperatures getting up into the upper 40s for most of the lowlands on Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday, the ridge is still flowing around. In fact, the offshore flow will increase. So I think we could see sun at least the first part of Monday before some high clouds start drifting in from the next weather system over the Pacific.
So a good weekend for gardening, perhaps?
Well, the models right now suggest that next week we're going to start getting some weather coming back, but very weak weather. I mean, the ridge is going to shift enough that we're going to start getting some modest weather systems, some weak fronts. They'll bring clouds, maybe some light rain, probably some rain as we get into Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but nothing serious at all.
And speaking of serious, how about that Super Bowl? Cliff, you've been contacted by bookies, I understand. Is that true?
That's true. And there's a number of people who have money riding on this game, and they want to know the weather. And the reason, of course, is that they feel that the weather will influence which team will win. Now, I'm not an expert on this, but a number of folks have statistics that seem to back up the claim that if it's stormy out or it's really cold, that's in the Seahawks' advantage.
Because the Seahawks, they're all weather people, right?
That's right. And there's claims that Peyton Manning is cold sensitive, that the temperatures get below freezing, then he doesn't do as well. So anyway, I've been looking very carefully at the forecast. Now, the problem is that this is really far out. Right now, we're about 10 days out. And as I've said many times on this radio show, that forecasts really decrease in skill once you get past roughly a week. So we have a lot of skill, you know, the first few days. It fades out by the time we get about 7 days out. But 7 to 10 days, our skill goes downhill real fast. So we don't have very good skill in forecasting exactly what's going to happen at a particular location. That's a problem. But fortunately, we do have technologies that give us some insight what's going to happen on that second week. And the main technology is something called ensemble forecasting. I don't know, have you ever heard of that?
Only on your blog, but I know what an ensemble is. It's a group of people working together.
And it's the same thing with forecast models. So instead of doing one simulation, one forecast in the future, we have enough computer power to do 10, 20, 50 forecasts. Each slightly different, each having slightly different physics that we use slightly different starting points. Well, we have a collection of forecasts. Now, it turns out if you average all these forecasts, even out 7 to 10 days or even a week, there's a little bit of skill there. And also, if the forecasts are all very different, then we know we don't have much confidence in the forecasts. But if they're closer together, we do have more confidence. So this gives us a tool for that second week. And I've been looking at that, and that suggests that conditions may be a little cooler than normal during the Super Bowl, but does not look like at this point in time there's going to be any major storm, any major snows, any major winds and rain.
All right, Cliff, I bet you €1 that the Seahawks lose.
I'm not going to get involved in that bet.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He's a teacher of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You'll find a link to his blog and all kinds of other stuff at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.